We're up to the Gemara, Daf Lamed, Omid Beis, two lines from the Bahem. The Gemara basically had, we had a Mishnah on Daf Lamed, Omid Aleph. The Mishnah said, and Ben Zoyim explained the Mishnah as follows, that Ein Odom Nichlas La'azor La'avoida Afilu Torah Ad She'itvoil. There's no such thing as entering until you're Toivel. That is, Ben Zoyim learned this out from a Kavl Choyma, from Kohen Gadol. Marach Kohen Gadol that goes between a Mokim Sheish Bekoris, the Mokim Sheish Bekoris, Ben Kodesh, Le Kodesh, between Avoidus, he has to be Toivel. So Kol Shekein, Kavachoyma is in the rise of the Kalimut, that a Tor, even though he's not Tomei, when you Nichas Michoy Le Kodesh, and when Nichas from Mokim Sheein Bekoris Le Kodesh, you have to be Toivel. That's Shitas Rabbonon in the Mishnah, and Ben Zoyim explains it that way with the Kavachoyma, the rise. Rabbi Yehuda was the second Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the whole purpose of the Tvila is only a Srach Tvila, which is the Rabbonah de Kedin. Nafkamina are, like we said, Nafkamina would be, according to Ben Zoyma, it's a Mitzvah's essay. We learn a Kavachoyma on the essay. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a Mitzvah's essay. That's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is a Mitzvah that was not Messiah Daitoy, and he was Tevil on the seventh day. He would not require a Tvila on the eighth day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, understanding. Masha Enken, according to Ben Zoyma, every Torah is Nichnas, has to be Toivel, doesn't make a difference. Yes, Messiah, not Messiah, your Torah, you have to be Toivel. Then there's a third Shita, the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehuda argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that this din is only said by Mitzera, specifically by Mitzera. Mitzera needs to take a Tvila Tak on Yom Ches, but another person, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't differentiate, but another person would not need, because another person is not Daish Betuma. It's a special din in Mitzvah. Mitzvah is Daish Betuma. He's surrounded by Tuma. He's in a Matzav. He's Rogel Betuma. So him, we said that he has to take, but another person not. Again, that's clearly not the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan in the Mishnah says every person has to take. Every Torah that's Nichlas has to be Toivel. So those are the three Shittas we have. Rabbanan in the Mishnah, the way Ben Zoyim explains, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, argues Ben Zoyim, and Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda that say it's specifically din of Mitzvah. Now the Gemara is a kasha as follows, two lines from the bottom, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Om le'abai le'rav Yosef, and Rashi is Gerus, le'rav Yehuda de Omar Srach Tfilah Izu, Shitas Rav Yehuda that says, that the whole Tfilah that a Torah has to do before he enters, is only the Rabbanan de Kedin, Srach Tfilah to remind him, of a Tumah Yeshana, not a Tumah Chadosha, a Tumah Yeshana. That's why if he was Table 7th, he won't have to be worried about if he was not Mesir Das, that he was nitwe between the 7th and the 8th. But it's only Tumah Yeshana, Stam, a regular Torah. So it's only Srach Tumah. It's not real. Not, we don't, right? It's not Be'etzim real. It's only a reminder. So Frek the Gemara does, do all the dinim of Tefillah really apply? Or is it only a Drabonah that gets Tefillah, so we're not so makbid? Zok the Gemara, Daflam and Aleph, and Aleph, Choytzeitz, Oy Ein Choytzeitz. That means, and that's Rashi on the top, L'Reb Yehuda Domem Nei Srach Tefillah, Ba'almehi, it's only a reminder. It's not the real McCoy. So you don't really care about Chatzitza. I mean, when a person is not really Toivel, maybe like Tfilas Ezra, you compare it to Tfilas Ezra, not really a Tfilah of Taira. So Mela, it's not like a Tfilah of an Isha, of course. So Mela, the question is it Chaitzitza? And Chaitzitza, the Gemara class over here, by Tfilah of Srach Tumah. So he answered him. Abaya told Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef answered, "Call the tikkun rabbonon ke'ein the raisa tikkun." A klal we find in Shas. Call the tikkun rabbonon ke'ein the raisa. It's rabbonon the kedin with all the applications of tvila. That means chatzitza is choytzitz. Zok the Gemara. Omalei Abaya le Rav Yosef. Bia b'miktzas shmo bia oiloi. Meaning, this tefillah that we just described, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be toivel, if let's say you merely entered, but not you didn't really enter, you only entered with partial limbs, is that also a requirement of a tefillah? The hainu, since we're saying it's only a srach tefillah dekadin, so now, bia b'miktzas, shmo bia oloi. Zok Rashi, shmo bia le'inyin tefillah zu, let's say a person only partially enters the Azorah. Only partially enters the Azorah. Would he require a tefillah now or not? Zok the Gemara, Omalei Bahoinus Yochichu. Bahoinus Ayochiach. We know there's a sugi called Bahoinus. That means when a person merely puts his thumbs in because he's a Mitzayra, so that's Moichiach. That what? Shem Bia B'Mikzas. It's merely a Bia B'Mikzas. V'Tanya, we learned in a very Shabraisa, Mitzayra Toivol V'Oimit B'Shan Niknar. Mitzayra, when he's Oimit B'Shan Niknar, he's Toivol. So we see clearly, he's only, you mentioned yesterday, he's not entering the Azorah. See, here we see that it's only a Bia B'Mikzas, it's only putting your thumbs in, and yet it requires a Gansa Tefillah. Now the obvious question is, Tais is going to ask this, we're going down to Rabbi Yehuda, like Rashi says. Rabbi Yehuda argues on this din. Rabbi Yehuda on this brisa says that Mitzvah Tov Oyim Mishah Nikra Rabbi Yehuda Oyimah ain't a Tzarech Tefillah. Shkvatom V'Erev. Because he titled the 7 day, you don't need. The Gemara is being a raya. That B'Eva Mikzas requires a Tefillah. Because it says Mitzvah, that's only Nichas the Bahoinos, requires a Tefillah. We're going with Rabbi Yehuda. What are you being a raya for Rabbono? Zok Tesis, Tais answers Kasha. Zok Tesis, Lefirish Rashi. Second day of Maschil. V'tanya mitzorah tova oim b'shan nikno l'firish rashi shapirish. Dil Rabbi Yehuda mi boilei. My kaposhin mocha. What are you being arrived from here? That a b'yav mikzas requires a tefillah. Ho'ahi lav Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda polar alei le'el. Rabbi Yehuda says loy tzorich. Yesh loyim is aktesis. Afa p'kein poshit shapir. Dimid rabon on the oma the ovid maila. Afilu b'shul b'yav mikzas. Rabon on the tzeh you make a maila. Even though you're only putting in your fingers. You have to go against a tefillah. Hochanami, you can deduce from here. Look, Rabbi Yehuda, the tefillahs kol adam. Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about just the mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda, the tefillahs kol adam. The have the rabbanon tzorich litvoil afilu lebi a mikzas. We be megala from rabbanon shita legabe mitzvah is megala on Rabbi Yehuda that who adin by kol adam by be a mikzas would require a tefillah, and that's what the Gemara brings arrive from this brisa. The hainu from Rabbi Yehuda we deduce. Rishma from Rabbonon that Rabbi Yehuda only argues on Shirkatova by Yom Zayin by Mitzvah, but by Kol Adam he agrees to the Etzem Din that B'Eva Mikzas requires a Tefillah. So that's how the Gemara answers the question. This, we ask the Kohen to Rabbi Yehuda that's only Shach Tefillah. Would it only be? Will it also be necessary by B'Eva Mikzas? We're being arrived from the Brisa that it says that Behoinos needs. Behoinos is Rabbi Yehuda argues Shirkatova, but we see from Rabbonon Shita that he only argues it because Shkratoval. But if not by Mitzera, he would agree to the Etzim Din of Bahoinus requires a Tefillah. Fact, Gemara, a new question. Ibailu, Mao Shiyasi Sakin Aruka V'Yishchait. Once we're discussing B'Yiv Mikzas or not entering, what if a person shechts with a long knife into the Azorah where the Mokum Shchit is? Now, the question is not Legabe if it's called a Maisa Shchita. Because we know Behedi, the Gemara in Zvachim Lamed Bey says that the Ben HaBokar has to be Lifnei Hashem, not the person. Theoretically, you can have the Ben HaBokar Lifnei Hashem and the Shoichet standing outside. What is, we have the question, Zog Rashi. Mao Shiyasa Sakin Aruka, Lifter Atzu Min HaTfilah. It's considered that I did not enter. If you enter, we say you need a Tfilah. I didn't enter. Why didn't I enter? V'yamot Chutz La'azorah, Lo'ilam I stay out of La'azorah. V'yoyshid yodah lefnim, and only stick the... Now Rashi says yodah is lavdavka. Tais shonim is much like that also, because if it's yodah, then you did enter. Then it's a b'yav mikzas. We're discussing the b'yav mikzas we already discussed a second ago. You need. We're discussing now, what if I didn't enter? Could I shech in such a way that I don't need a tefillah? Because only my sakin entered. So Rashi says v'yoyshid yodah lefnim, it's pashtas, it means the sakin without the yad, meaning I'm standing from far, and my yad doesn't enter, only my sakin entered. V'yoyshid yodah lefnim, in order that the sakin enters. I motioned my yad from far away that the sakin enters Azorah. The yishchait. The shaila is. Let's finish the Rashi because Rashi clearly says shchit is not the question. Let's first finish the Rashi. So the Rashi imaus she asked the sakin aruka lift atzem in atvila v'yamet chutz laAzorah v'yoshiot lifnim v'yishchait mi miftar b'hokim in atvila oydelma boy atvila. The question is never about the kasha's status of the carbon. So Rashi defines as follows the question. The question is not like the shechita. The status of the kasha of the shechita is for sure good. The question is, could you pat yourself from requiring a tefillah? The hainu, since you didn't enter, we're not discussing B'Eva Mikzas, that we did already. B'Eva Mikzas, we said you need. Since you didn't enter, but your Maisa entered, So maybe you would require a tefillah because your ma'aseh entered. Which ma'aseh? Your ma'aseh shechita. The second is a rain. So Mela, would that also require tefillah not? Or did we say no? Loi boy tefillah because the ma'aseh didn't enter. Zok Rashi Mashi as a second aruk lift the atzmen atfila v'yamet chutz azor v'yosha lefnim v'yishchot mimifta abochem in atfila oydom a boy atfila. Why would you require atfila? My ma'aseh just entered the azor and that would require atfila. The hainu again to the sofik of the Gemara is, do you require a tefillah even if you didn't enter, but if your meiser is upgeton in the azorah? My meiser entered, so to speak. Zok mori bailu, maushi asakan aruka v'yishchot. Zok du mori, tiboyle ben zoyma, tiboyle rabon de pliga leid rab Yehuda. Remember, we had three shitas. We had ben zoyma shita that says, every Torah, every person has to make a tevil, even if he enters without an avoida. Without an avoida, stamazoy, Rashi said in the Mishnah. Rabbanu de Ari Nabiuda said, it's only a din in Mitzoyga because Daesh Tuma, but every other person would not require a tefillah. And the Gemara explains. Zog demo, Tibayla ben Zoyma, Atkan Mechai ben Zoyma, Ela Legavoyi. When does ben Zoyma require a tefillah in the Mishnah? When he enters. A real entering. When you're nichnas. Avale Broy, at the end of the day, he's outside. Loi, he does not require a tefillah. Oy Dilma Osilam Shuchei. Or maybe no. Ben Zoyma says, even if the Maisa I didn't enter, but since I'm so close to the border, and my Maisa is taking place inside, I might take one more step in. So may I need require a tefillah. Osalam Shuchei. Tiboy le Rabbon and the Pliga le Rabbi Yehuda. Or maybe no. The suffix is Alibi the Rabbon and the Argan Rabbi Yehuda. At kana kami Rabbon and Hossam, the Loi Kovid Avoida. When do Rabbon and say that every person does not require a tefillah? It's only a special din in Daesh Tuma in Mitzvah. But any other person does not require a tefillah. Because they hold, they don't need a tefillah. We don't do an avoida. Stam, you enter, you don't need a tefillah. Aval hocha the covid avoida. Oh, we see it's mitli tol in the maisa. Since you're doing an avoida, even if shita lav avoida, but you're doing a maisa, you're being shaykhet. You're doing a shita, which is one of the dalal avoida. Stam akav in zogus. But upon him, you're doing something that's an avoida. One of the dalal avoidas. So a mela, that would require a tefillah, even rabbonim and rabbiuda that usually are mekel. Because he's stam entering, but when you're doing an avoida, that itself would require a tefillah. And they don't differentiate even if you do an avoida. Lemaisa they hold call odom to have a cry tefillah. Take with the gemara blabs the shaykh.
How does he allow a zar to do shchita? Wouldn't be afraid of a zar also? See, the Torah tells you it's mutter.
I hear you want to say that just like we say a zar is allowed to shechta nizar oifen with a sakin aruka. And we're not choishes that osilam shuchei. So Adin, when it comes to tefillah, and even if you're going to tell me a zohar requires a tefillah, but the ma'aseh not allowed to enter, tefillah is not going to do the job for him. So in Mela, we're not so choishes. Let's see Tosis. Tosis discusses the shtickle osilam shuchei. The dilma osilam shuchei hod amar gashpeka kol hashoichtin v'yeshkol ha'psulim. The tmeim b'mukdoshin lechatchilu layishru b'sakan aruka. Oh, Tosis has fakert. Tmeim b'mukdoshim. Cannot check the chatchila b'sakan aruka. Shema yigo b'basar. V'loy kama time the Muslim shuchei. We see over there that the reason why they can't check because it might touch the basar. Why don't we say osalam shuchei? We see behedi we're not choish for osalam shuchei. You're asking from zor. Tell you that's from a different case. By tomei it's taka osa. A zor has no reason to enter, but a zor has no issa to enter. A zor be'etzim if he has a purpose to be there. Zor's shchita is be'etzim mutzah b'zor. There's no issa for him to be there. There's a tanin zvachim says that he shechs over there. Alkoponim from Tomei it's takashver. We're not choish for Oslam Shuchei. So again, Zoktoyz is v'loy kol matami dilma Oslam Shuchei. V'avkav dochem esavkele igazinu dilma Oslam Shuchei. Loy hanimili to betoyal. Ava b'tomei dilma the ikal kores ikal mechesh tvei. So we're not choish l'maisa for Oslam Shuchei. So Toyz answers. Yesh loymar. Adarab. Hi ani senes. Hosam came to Tomei who zoye tvei. V'loy ayil. Fakert. And maybe this answer your kasha by Zor. He knows he's off limits. He's Tomei, he's off limits. He's a Zor, he knows that his place. You don't go where you're not supposed to be. But a Shegen of a Tor, by Koyen, Lafuka, what you're saying, Zor, Ikalamecha Shvei Dom Osalam Shuchei. And that's a Svar of Osalam Shuchei. Someone who's Meshach Shaykh to that Zor, so does Chash Osalam Shuchei. Mashegen of Tomei, he knows off limits. Or a Zor, so Mela won't be Negeya. Zog to Gemara.
Coming from the Zor.
A Zor Lamaisa, at the end of the day, is not a Tomei. If a Zor is Tor, Zor has no Mokum in there. But if Etzim a Zor doesn't have an Issa, if he needs to be there. It's Tanoim that hold you're allowed to be there. The Shecht. Zog the Gemara. Chomeish Tvilois Vasore Kiddushin Toivel Bebe Yoim. So the Kohen Gadol we said is five Tvilos, is ten Kiddushim that he does throughout Yom Kippur. Zog the Gemara Tanoim Rabbonim. Chomeish Tvilois Vasore Kiddushin Toivil koyin golu ume kadesh boy bayoyim. V'chulam ba kodesh beis haparva. All were done in the kodesh in beis haparva. Beis haparva was over there on the second floor, and that second floor on top, it was b'kodesh. However, chutz migishoyne, the initial tefillah, we're not even wearing big the kodesh yet, the initial one, that one was done, shoyse b'choyl agabe sharamayim. The sharamayim was extended to the outside, and that one was not in the azara, and that was b'choyl, and that was the first one. Now, that one was on a rooftop, and gagin will learn iskachu. Tosis explains this way, gagin will learn iskachu, so Mamela has a din of choyl taka. Masha'enkid, the Beis HaParva, which was also a second floor, but it was equal with Shova Lekaka on the other side. So Mela was Shova Lekaka, it had a din azoga. So Mela, it's called Bekoidish. The Beis HaParva, second floor, is a shame, Shova Lekaka, so it's not called Gagin. Masha'enkid, the Peshara Maim is called Gagin, Gagin Loin Iskachu, and that's why it's and over there, you don't have the din of Shova Lekaka azoga. So over there, Taka, it's Bechoil, the first one is Bechoil. Uvetzat lishkosei hoiso. This sharamayim was betzat lishkosei. We had a whole sugya earlier. If he had to go, he sleeps in one place and he travels somewhere else. Does he go from tzaf and adam? Does he make the whole walk every morning, every evening, or do we do it in the same place? Or we dafka matriachim to weed out the tzedukin or fakeret that is so it's tzuach daito all of but upon him the place that tzat lishkosei, that's where the sharamayim was. Now the gemara over there says there were two lishkas taka. The one he slept was indeed on the other side and he had to walk. Tosis over here has a kasha. Bekulim bekodesh b'atav tameli v'gag v'aliyos loy niskachu. Meaning, what are you telling me? It's bekodesh. It's a gag. V'yesh loymar. Gavi beis apav ha'yeshov lekarka azora. T'chagav nemeshan b'sepe ketzon. It's called a din of azora.
Which is my question. It depends where the door is open to.
But there's a din that if it's loy niskadesh, you're saying as pesuach lekodesh. Lemaise gagin loy niskachu. So it's sad that it would not be considered kodesh. Oh, zok the gemara om rabaya. Shma mino. Now there was a natural spring called Ein Itim, and that fed the water to the sharamayim where they were toivel. Om rabaya shma mino Ein Itim gavoy mikarka zore eschim b'shloisha amos. Water doesn't go up; gravity goes down. So it had to be at least 23 amos. Why 23 amos? The Tanan, 23 ayah is elevated from where it goes down to. Why? Because kol apsochim shoyisham goivon esrim amo. All entrances, all the shorim were 20 amos in height. V'rochvon eser amos, and they were width 10. What's relevant to us is 20 amos height. Chutz mishal ulam, ulam was even larger. V'tanya, v'rochatz besorei b'mayim b'mei mikveh. Now, we learn from the pasuk, v'rochatz besorei b'mayim b'mei mikveh. You have to go into the mikveh. Kol besorei mayim, mayim shkol gufo oyle behen. It has to be that your whole body enters the mikveh. What's the minimum amount that you need in order to enter the mikveh? The kamahein, amo al ama b'goyim gimel amis. One ama by one ama in width and in the square part, in the width and in the length, not the height. That's one by one, and the height is what gimel amis. Amo al ama b'goyim gimel amis. So that means if you need to be, and that's a shiur of mikveh, v'shiur chomim me mikveh b'goyim so. So if you have to be gimel amos for the shiur for the mikveh, and if the shiur is 20, so it has to be that you need as if it's 23 amos. So if an itim is taka 23, then a shiur that a taka will be, you will be in the mikveh. Now, even though a person is not 3 amos, till his head is 3 amos. Pashas is 4 amos. So Tosis over here, and Tosis and Pesachim also answers that Tosis of Masra an itim. A person goes down. Tosis says as follows: Ein loyma de goyve shel Tosis in next to the matzah. Om amalam goyim sholosh. Ein loyma de goyve shel adam goyish al draglav ein al sholosh. Because Eibes Eibes has agreed. Why didn't he dalaramis? So Tosis ends up answers and he says that hodesag be mikve sholosh in the middle of the matzah. He says hayne mishum de kshoy mekamayim sholosh amis shenichnas ben tzofu mayim al goyish of oyn lemalo. When you go inside a body of three, so then water goes on top of your body. So mel, it's over 4. Gam yochel lokev goyshik. So bend your head a little. Achichas kol gufoi. Umashish betagum megillas esr. We find that pashendosa itzliv al tzlivet plus amin. He was hung on a tzliv of 3. That's not shver because he was beheaded. They were ktuya roish. They were neragu and afterward nitlu. So it's not shver in Megillas Esther that we find that it was three amas because that was they were beheaded in the body of a person of three. But upon him, a person is taka pashas four, but it's not shver that it works by gimel. Now Tosis also has a tasha before that. Ein itim goyvim mikaka chov gimel tameli umenolad debes atfilo is a gvoya shloish amas dilmal hois a gvoya elo ama va'orka shloish amas va'koyne maske v'atzam b'toychoy. This is a very simple kasha. Maybe the mikveh was in length, lying down, not in height. That means it was Gimel Amos going this way. So what's the right? Ein Yitzvah was 23. Maybe Ein Yitzvah was 21. And maybe it's enough. Inami lo yisa gvoya ala shtei Amos. Maybe it was only two Amos. V'koyin golu yoyisha v'toivil. He sat down. He was toivil. Chatzitza, mayim was nichlas. It's not a chatzitza. It's yochli kones. So mehechtes, he stood up. V'yesh loy ma'adim istoma kom ha'ashe yichoyin lahakil ola mishum chushe koyin golu yoyisin. He's fasting. So you want to make it easier. You know the easiest way to go to the mikveh? Stand up regular, not to lie down on the floor, not to sit down. It's complicated. That's the easiest way to go about it. So again, zok the gemara. V'tanya roch tzor b'mayim b'mikvah kol tzor b'mayim k'shkogu for ilaben v'kamein amol ama v'roim gimel amois v'shiru chachomim me'mikvah boim so zok drashi k'midas goy v'sharamayim u'binyan kli. Sholosh Amos Milmalo, there was a binyan, the mikveh itself was a binyan of three Amos. Lahasik Aboim saw. Shef Shalemayim Lalas Laharib. Water doesn't go up, it doesn't elevate. Shu Gavoyim Mokim Shinovin Shom. It has to go down. So it's a riot that wants that it was 23 elevated above it. Frek the Gemara, let's finish the last Gemara. Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Vo'ika Ama Tikra Va'ama Maziva. Lemaisa, you have the Tikra. Of the Etzem Zadrashi, Ama Oyvi Tikkel Al Chol Ashar. So you have to count more than 23. It's 20 Amos is the Chol, but the Shar itself has also a Tikkel. The Ama Maziva, and is a Maziva Shal Tit V'Chol Miguvel Yachad Liot Samayim Noichen Shom Levad Oymek Al Cholos Shloish Amos Shafto. So you need more than 23. We Ama Tikkel Ama Maziva. Zok the Mogen No. Shol the Beis Hamikdash came in the Shishan Inu. They were made out of marble, so Meila B'Mashu Avdilu. They didn't have to be an Ama. You have something that's very strong, so it can hold up the shahr, even being much less, a mashu. In fact, Gemara, okay, so you still need more than 23. Near 23 on mashu, v'yikach mashu. So Gemara, came to have an amser l'choshvlu. You're right, it might need a mashu. But we said that what's it called? That ain't eaten was 23, because it's not 24. The point is, it's not a 23 on mashu, because you have to count the mashu of the tikkun maziva. And Tosaf, it says, came in the shishu, the maziva. Since it was Maziva was a shisha, became the Maziva the shisha. Daki ma'od leboy nami amatikel elamashu. Once the Maziva is only a mashu, so then the tikel is only a mashu, and that's why it will be sufficient. We'll stop a bit by the two dots.